Actually, Ross, I wouldn't mind knowing about, if it's all right, Hayden Ballantyne, and just how close he is to playing, where, how far away he is.
He's scheduled for around 10 return to play. So he'll be training in the near term. He's going really well. The only thing is, if there's any hiccups, that gets pushed around, but that's where it sits. Does he come through? Coach, am I coming through Peel? I'm straight in. I said, we'll jump that hurdle when we get to it. So, look, he's been fantastic. He's been leading our young players, and, he's really enthusiastic, and we know he's a great trainer. He's a really hard trainer, so it's been frustrating not having him available, but every list gets challenges, and he's been one of ours, but he's making a speedy return.
Have you got any concerns about Michael Walters' form, just from a coach's perspective? You look at it and the stats don't look great aside from one game. What are your thoughts on his game at the moment?
Yeah, look, because he hurt the ankle. Who did we play before Melbourne? North Melbourne? No, Bulldogs. We played Bulldogs,
yeah.
So the ankle injury is at its most significant going to the Melbourne game. And in that game, he had 20 possessions to kick the goal. So he's certainly been able to function. It was it was an up and down game against North for the whole. It was a tough, slippery, greasy night. And he gets a lot of attention. And then, we didn't put our best foot forward on the weekend. And as much as we had really pretty much equal entries, we allowed West Coast to dictate their backs, because we had some young forwards in Logue and Balick that sort of were caught up the ground, and so it was very hard for the other forwards like Kirsten, McCarthy and Walters and Gray to compete against two great roll-off defenders in McGovern and Yeo at times, and Hearn. So that was sort of the issues affecting Michael, but once we put him up around the ball, he found a fair bit of the ball. So sometimes what other people are doing impact on your ability to play well as a small forward. It's almost the hardest position in AFL footy. But when they get it right, it's exciting. They tackle, they chase, and he can take great marks. He kicks goals. So, yeah, I know he works really hard. Every week the ankle's got better. It's been really courageous of him. And that's probably the thing. Players that play with injury and work through it, that's why you admire him, because You put yourself out there and you get judged regardless, and it's hard to be your exact same output. We saw that from Pendlebury the week before, and he's come and rebounded. So, he'll fight and get off the canvas and play quite well.
Could he be missing Ballantyne in terms of a bit of cover, and does that mean that Ballantyne would come back into the team almost automatically at some stage?
Yeah, well, two-part question. So the first point is, I think we all miss Hayden. We love his electric pace and vibrancy and passion, and when there's a couple, it does make it harder for the opposition. And will he come straight back in? I answered that earlier. It's a good hurdle to have to face, but we'll make that decision as a collective and see how he is and see where we are at that time.
So you threw Walters sort of a little bit more midfield late in the game. Do you now continue with that, or do you give him more spurts in there to try and find his form, or does he have to fight it out inside 50?
No, that's a good point. We'll probably start him in the middle this week.
Talk about your forward line, the way it went in, weren't happy with, and the young guys. Do you keep them in there and try and educate them this week, or do you change the personnel? How do you go about that?
Yeah, well, we've educated, so we've gone in, we'll train it, and some of it's simple fixes, really. And at times they're in positions where they could have got used, but we weren't that composed, and we just kicked it into the outnumber. So even if they're not in the right position, the person with the ball just shouldn't kick it to where you're outnumbered. So they're the lessons as a young group under pressure, and that they need to learn and improve. And I'm really confident we'll do that. But it's not going to happen overnight. But incremental steps will get us there.
Are you tempted to bring a bigger forward in like Tabernard to give yourself that sort of focal point?
Yeah, although we've been working. But again, it wasn't. Maybe you could have brought a couple to ground when you're outnumbered, but I think it's more about getting the equal numbers in there than height per se.
Where's he at, Tabernard? I see he's going pretty well at Peel.
Yeah, he is.
Knocking
on
the door. Is he
Yeah, he's
in the
knocking
front?
On the door. He's knocking on the door. He's knocking on the door quite loudly. But I think it's been a really good period for him. He's been one of the young players. It's been a good story. He's played final series off a rookie list, and And there's times, because he hasn't had that much competition for spots, when he probably needed to go back and build his game, we've kept him going, and that hasn't always been great. But his attitude to being demoted, really, along with Cam Sutcliffe, has been fantastic. Dawson and Sam Collins, they've been really carrying themselves really well, because it's a challenge. It's a hard space to live in. But I think Matthew will come out of this being a better player and a more well-rounded player, and have some maturity and really appreciate, you know, the things we ask him to do.
Could Sutcliffe play this week, as early as this week? He was pretty good.
Yeah, he was good. He's been playing midfield, wing, half-back. He's handled it quite well. So, we think we've got a couple in form below to look at, no doubt.
Ross, Walters in midfield, would that in part be as a bit of cover for Stephen Hill not being there?
Yeah, well, and all clubs have challenges, and when you, you know, obviously we lost some depth and some quality through that midfield with Michael Barlow and Tendai and Matty De Boer, those sort of guys. So he, Stephen Hill, to lose him and have Harley not playing as well, and Ballantyne, that speed and kick, you like it. Stephen just balances. It's a really nice blend with his pace and his kick in there to complement the big bodies. So Michael will give us a little bit of that, no doubt.
He's completely over that ankle.
Oh, to be honest, I think I've banged on enough about it. You're starting to be like a broken record, to be honest. You know, look, we know a few people sending texts, so maybe you can text him and ask him.
I don't have his number.
Yeah, ask Barry. Ask
me.
Ross, there were some reports the club might contact the umpiring department about the treatment of Fife off the ball. Are they true? That's an
interesting. Yeah, who was that?
Herald Sun.
Who?
Mick Warner from the Herald Sun.
Yeah. Fife is yesterday's fake news, and that's fake news. I'm head of football, and I have no intention.
And you have no issue with that, his treatment off the ball?
Well, that's a different question, isn't it? No, we're all big boys, we all compete. So, at the end of the day, we got beat. We don't make excuses.
Can the other players do more to help him?
Mick Warner, gee whiz. Fake news, Mick.
Can the other players do more to help him around the ball, do you think?
Yeah, of course we can. Yeah, we could have blocked more heavily, but look, I didn't think he got too much. I think Nathan will say that. Nathan plays the game pretty fiercely himself, and I thought his clearance work, and he got us out. If we had been more effective on entry and defended a little bit better, we mightn't be talking about it. Do you know what I mean? But he still whacked away, and he was solid. But everyone's going to go up and down a little bit. But the beauty of Nathan, I didn't think he dropped his game that much at all. But what happens when you set such a high standard for a long period of time, and you get judged pretty quickly. So, but that, I mean, he wants that. He doesn't shy away from being judged. But I didn't think he was that far below where you guys have him. I thought he's really quite solid.
How's Harley Bennell going, Coach? Is he? I know he's
on leave. Yeah.
Is he still on leave? Is he?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Is that an extended leave now? Is it, or?
Well, I think it's been a significant period. Just recovering and resetting to sort of commit and go again, because he was devastated.
And so is he getting help in a mental sense, counselling or whatever, to sort of...
Well, Well, there's some things we're prepared to talk about, some things we're not. I think some, as much as we're public and we're athletes and we're on, there are some, like Daniel Pierce had leave for personal reasons, and what about Dale Miller said, can you tell us the personal reasons? Like, do we really want to know all that stuff? Maybe we do, but is it appropriate? Probably not.
Ross, will you, the two ruck thing with Sandland and Michael Johnson worked well here for 3 weeks, and yeah. It probably wasn't the reason things happened on the weekend, but you continue to go with that, or do you have another look at that?
Yeah, we've liked it. We've liked it. And I thought he was almost our best player, John Griffin on the... John Griffin. They're Freudian slip. Michael Johnson. So what I had in my mind was I thought he was almost the best player, and I think he's relished that. And Michael was judged pretty harshly early, but we understand when you're old and you're not playing well. But he came off significant injuries for 2 years, so you're seeing him starting to get back to his very best, I think. But John Griffin, what I was thinking, was another one that's carried himself really well at the Waffle, not only in attitude but performance quite strongly. So I spoke to him yesterday. At some point, the match committee is going to have to, do we go to that two-ruck model again and have a look at it? You know, so it is on our agenda.
The Bombers, where do you see them at? They really took it up to Melbourne and could have actually led by quite a bit at half time if their kicking was straight but fell away. How do you see their season and their to date?
Yeah, to be completely truthful, I haven't got to them yet. So we played Saturday, you do the game Sunday, sort your edits Monday, review with the players, finish, and then another review yesterday, come in today, plan your training. So from now, our opposition guys have been sort of getting together and boiling it down, and we'll start on them today. I haven't watched them. My Foxtel satellite broke down on the weekend, so I'm the only one that can get that rebooted, so I need to call. So I haven't watched them yet.
So you know all about Joe Danaher, though. And obviously
1-6.
And Joel struggled a bit with a bigger forward in Kennedy. You throw him the job again on someone like that?
Well, yeah, we do. Yeah. Did he struggle? I didn't think he got much help. Pretty good player, Kennedy, when you got sitting in that paddock all on your own, when he could have had some support. And I thought the pressure around the ball exposed him as well. You know, so I thought Joel at times competed really well. But Kennedy is a top flight forward, we know that. And that's where it's probably changed, that the fullbacks at a pass, like Silvani and those guys, McIntosh, they're pretty good one-on-one and it's quite brutal, but now you get team defence support, try and delay and deny and all those things. So we don't judge Joel. I think Joel's in pretty good nick.
And Danaher, any comment on Danaher and the
poor? Yeah, I know he's a really talented young player, superstar of the game, emerging, and clearly he could have kicked a bit straighter, but I won't sort of have a look at that until I've got to it. But we know, I think when you look at them, they're extremely talented. You know, they're a good Anzac Day. We know they're capable. And the competition's very even. That continues to be highlighted. So you mentally and physically need to be up around near your best, or you sort of walk away disappointed pretty quickly. And we're really disappointed on the weekend.
Has the Fife talk this week caused any commotion inside the four walls here at Freo?
Nah, just ironic, isn't it?
Kilda.
And yesterday's fake news, I think we'll finish on that.